So, seeking new form and space. The Velvet Revolution in 1989 brought new impulses for the Slovak theater also. The theater makers started seeking new ways of narration, new forms and spaces. New independent theaters were being established beyond the net of repertory stone theaters inherited from the epoch of communism. That was literally a seeking of new spaces, namely in the sense of seeking the way how the independent theaters could have a stake in state subsidies. This seeking has been lasting up to now. The poetics of alternative ensembles was influenced by euphoria from the feeling of freedom to a certain degree. In the Stoka, Gunagu, Teatro Tatro, Hubris Teatres, later on the Debris, Actores, Skrat or Met Theatres, professional theatre makers worked with amateurs jointly, more accomplished amateur actors with utter greenhorns, but with dramatic art students or graduates from theatre schools as well. As if the experimental theatre wave from the 60s of the last century arrived at the Slovak Alternative Theatre. The theatres went out into the streets, organized happenings, ad hoc performances and concerts. They opened their spaces for exhibitions and kindred musical styles, namely blues, rock and folk. The Stoka Theatre performed in the plain space of the former Bratislava Public Transport Company's club in the neighborhood of the Danube River. The Gunagu Theatre in the absolute historical center of Bratislava, in the cellar belonging to the municipal district Old Town. The Teatro Tatro in a circus big top. The Hubris Company exploited the boiler room of the seedy, never functioning swimming pool down the Bratislava Castle Hill. The Stoka Theatre was an exceptionally inventive creator of ad hoc performances. To those commemorative ones, the happening in Primatial Square belongs when, in the place where the administration of the capital usually receives significant foreign visits, actors in broad daylight had got off, the black limousine, naked, and before the shocked co-citizens had walked over to the neighboring Old Town Hall courtyards, where they, already decent, performed their production. At the end of the performance, the fashion show, after all those eccentric musicians and capricious models, performed by the ensemble actors in combination with professional models, real homeless people were being presented, inveigled into drinking a glass of brandy, and went out of the theatre hall into the true Bratislava night. The Stoka Theatre knew how to exploit uniquely its space, also in productions being kept up in its repertoire for a very long time and belonging to legends. In the older period, those were namely the productions Impasse, and The Heather, premiered in 1991. Let's imagine an ordinary rectangular shape room, a back stage, a few meters deep encircled by black drapes, with the stage solved by an elevation with several rows of seats, which could have taken up to 100 of theater goers. Before the performance hall, there was a larger entry room, which was being used for exhibitions, where also a refreshment corner with plain chipped tables and chairs was situated. Later on, a new back room, with a true pub, increased by means of which one of the theater founders, the stage director and the leading personality, Blaho Uhlar, bankrolled the theater activities for many years. The one-story building stood in the street where, not far behind its opposite side, the Danube River flew. In an administrative storage wharf, a wharf district with its original atmosphere. In the installations impasse and the heather, the classic auditorium and stage standing opposite each other were abolished. The great majority of productions was performed on the floor in front of the elevation. The creators only occasionally used the stage in the background. And the spectators were seated on both sides of the hall, creating so an aisle in which single scenes were being played. Impasse was an interruption of fantasy. The joy of freedom remelted into bizarre and absurd scenes, often with black humor, alternating each other at a rapid rate. The pulling off ham from the face of the actor, the eating out brain, spaghetti with ketchup from a hat, the flying of dead plucked chickens moved as puppets to the accompaniment and of the ode of joy, the ode to joy. That is only a few illustrations of loose creativity. In the staging, the heather, there, from under a blue under a black wooden construction long about 15 meters, the actors in tight black suits crawl out. Magic music is heard, evoking the far, maybe pagan past. The creatures look around, sniff, bump one another, copulate with the contrary sex, and withdraw on under the same construction on the opposite side again, certain man-like reptiles. The scene sequence of curious ideas of movement scene theater, similar to mosaic composition of impasse, but at a slower rate and in a blacker mood, and without multicolored, enchanting, fancy dress costumes. The installation, the reduction from the year 2007, that is from the period when the original Stoka Theatre had been left by the majority of creators who founded their own ensembles, Scrat and Met, is the next example of untraditional space for theater or its specific exploitation. A guide is waiting for spectators in the doorman's room of a strange, relatively large area, and he will show you around the dilapidating, stylish buildings of the former Thread Factory, where various citizens' art associations have settled, namely designers, but petty production outlets as well. You can go up to the fourth floor of worn-out corridors and walls, passing through old deserted machine rooms and bare halls. The Quell labels and the dirty windows are a recollection of better times. An improvised refreshment bar on the one side and the larger rectangular room on the other side of the corridor, seamstresses might have worked on sewing machines there. And we are in the theater. The stage is represented by three white canvas walls and the lighting park by a row of small clip-on lamps from IKEA. The auditorium, a cluster of various chairs. Four young actors in civis, two actors and two actresses with face makeup performing their stories of stylized dailiness. Is that minimalist reduced form of theater the parallel of our reduced lives, as if not being lived truly and fully? Are those the barriers of our possibilities, the pressed fantasy of the present times? Certainly a virtue of necessity, as the Stoka Theatre's original building was pulled down, and the whole wharf district as well, where today concrete and glass buildings, still not finished, of the luxurious locality Eurovea, with overpriced flats not being bought of anybody by anybody during the crisis, yawn with emptiness. Even only the visit of the Threat Factory is worthwhile seeing. The Stoka Theatre space, minimalism, has been still deepened in the production, The Dialogues, from 2008, when Uchler rented a large room in which the reduction was being performed, replacing the stage there where the small refreshment bar had originally been, in order to reduce costs of running the ensemble. The small black scene, recalling the Peep Puppet Theater guests only two actresses chatting about different times, with the typical Stoka charm, irony and humor, so the minimalism of necessity is functional in this inscenation as well. Not by chance, I have named the dialogues the reduction of reduction. How will this fight of the legendary alternative theater for survival finish? One of the most interesting Slovak alternative ensembles in the first half of the 90s of the last century was the Bratislava Hubris Company, then Debris. It made similar type of movement, scene theater as the Stoka theater did, but in it, unlike the Stoka theater, professional dancers performed. While there in the Stoka theater, the word was continually more and more prevailing, the Hubris and Debris' creation tended towards mostly dance productions. The production Ulysses from 1992, inspired by Joyce's novel of the same title, made by Josef Völk, Martin Ondriška and collaborators and co, belongs to that most precious what has arisen within this type of alternative theater in Slovakia. Characteristically, the Hubris Theater cooperated with many STEM members of the Stoka Theater in it. Ulysses was performed in the old dilapidated boiler room of the desolated swimming pool down the Bratislava Castle Hill in neighborhood of the large Jewish cemetery and not far from the Danube Quay. The first scenes already put out how the creators have taken possession of the untraditional space. Young men in black suits sneak among the worn-out walls, move on levels of different elevations of the broken boiler room, where rusted pipes and walls jut outward from the moist walls. In allusion to Homer, the man steal an alive statue in white tunic, the Samothrakian Nike, of course, from the pedestal in front of the sparkling turquoise wall, an illusion of the sea, and a stream of bizarre scenes and images is being rolled, as in the dream world under the water, with stylized music of Greek character and hints to pop and op art and kinetic art. What else is the big future of Cyclops with a single eye in the middle of their forehead, into which he lights with a small light at the tip of the bowed antenna, swinging by each motion and protruding from his head studded with human figures? Or the poetic background projection of billowing sea level? In spite of this collage likeness, when the clear theatrical scenes are set into the rough, authentic environment of the former boiler room, the production impresses with its shape clearly and homogeneously. The space in which it is being performed evokes the images of the old, vanished world. The unfinished swimming pool represents pretty absurd remains of the area down the castle hill, founded in the Middle Ages and pulled down for the sake of the new bridge and the city thoroughfare cutting through the Bratislava historical center and leaving an incurable scar. Only the Jewish cemetery mentioned above has remained from the great Jewish community, commonly inaccessible for the public. In many aspects, the Skrat Theatre fastens on to the Stoka Theatre, for four of its stamp creators act in it. Currently, together with the Gunagu Theatre, it represents the most unique alternative theatre in Slovakia. It too uses the method of collective creation when the text is being fixed during the rehearsal process. Nevertheless, the Stoka's intentional indefiniteness, fragmentariness, and equivocalness are more and more replaced by more traditional ways, making the Skrat Theatre more accessible to a broader public. So it was namely in the productions Central Europe Loves You and The Birthday Party, in which the collective authorship has been camouflaged by the invented contemporary Irish playwright Christopher McKay, who received the award for the best stage production of drama 2008 at the festival in Bratislava, aimed at contemporary Slovak and world playwrights stage production. Lubomir Burger and his colleagues engaged the tension of the past stage of creation too, when they were acting under the Contemporary Opera Association's heading. It prepared the festival New Opera in 2001, the weekend of four new opuses of the younger generation of Slovak composers, which became the event of the season. The operas such as The Death in the Kitchen by Lubomir Burger or The Destiny by Martin Burlas combined the opera stylization with the theme of ordinariness, dailiness, with many comic effects, dramatic actors singing in opera on the one hand, and the professional opera singers with the orchestra on the other hand, and thus fusing the stylized opera manifestation with factual dramatic art. Characteristically, these operas were staged in the original hall of the Stoka Theatre, in the above-mentioned Wharf District in Pribina Street, for example, in the space very untraditional for opera. Maybe we might speak also about the blending of chamber opera and comic operetta genre. Thus, new operas were new also by their space, in which they were premiered and rerun several times. In the framework of the Skrat Theatre's newer creation, the space creators have exploited the space, namely in the production Paranoia. The real space has been inserted ingeniously into it, not only of the very hall narrowed by black drapes and the spectators sitting in a contrary direction than usually, but also of the neighboring spaces. The action takes place in the real corridor, in front of the real office, and in it. We watch a series of bizarre scenes, which are a certain satirical caricature of social phenomena: bureaucracy, indolence and indifference, xenophobia, racism and sexism, but health service in critical condition as well. The homeless having a coat pulled over his head instead of a face, only a loudspeaker protruding from the coat. This is a representation of truthful current social neurosis. I have striven to choose productions of significant alternative ensembles into my article, which were exploiting an untraditional space in some specific theatrical way. For this reason, I have not mentioned stagings of other foremost alternative theatres, such as Gunagu Theatre or the Teatro Tatro, from which the former has performed and still performs in the cellar spaces in the old town in Bratislava, while the latter, in its known big top, using the components of fair, folk theatre, acrobatics and circus. These spaces have not been so untraditional, eventually. The exploitation of these spaces has not been, according to my view, so specific is in the productions of the theaters Stoka, Hubris and Skrat, which have consciously been seeking untraditional spaces in order to point out the production's themes. Nevertheless, the Slovak theater, Slovak alternative theaters have one thing in common. They have continually been seeking a space where they might survive.
Thank you.